One final segment here of Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz with Wyatt Thompson, 537-1350. If you have a question or comment, you can also tweet us at the game KMAN. The week coming up, the K-State men obviously play TCU at home on Wednesday. Then they'll go to Baylor on Saturday, looking for a bounce-back week here. If it's any indication how things have gone recently, that is what will happen. K-State 0-2, 2-0, and then 0-2. The K-State women will be at Texas Tech, who's 3-6 in the Big 12, and then at Texas, 10-0. Both teams with a lot to play for this week. Obviously, the women right now listed as a host on Bracketology as a 6 seed, but to feel good about that, you probably want to get up in the 4 range as far as that is concerned. But still a lot to play for them, as well as the men fighting for their tournament lives. It's going to be a big week of basketball.
It is. I'm excited to see the game Wednesday night. In preparing for TCU, we've talked during the show a couple of different times that this is a different TCU than we're used to. Jamie Dixon's done a really, really nice job. It's impressive what he did at Pitt. I mean, he was there 13 years. In those 13 years, he won 30 games or more twice, 20 games or more 10 times. Went to 11 NCAAs. So he's really, really a fine basketball coach, and he's done a nice job of – he had 4 starters back, which helps. but he's made them, I think, much more accountable, better defensively, better offensively. He's done a really nice job with them. Really has.
I was just going to ask, I mean, is it that much that Trent Johnson was that much of a step below Jamie Dixon? I mean, it's been the surprising part to me. If you would have told me in a couple of years Jamie Dixon would really exceed expectations, that wouldn't surprise me. But this year, to do what they've done.
Well, I don't mean to indicate that Trent's not a good coach, because, I mean, his track record's pretty solid too. He's been to NCAA tournaments and those kind of things. But, you know, Jamie's just much more consistent in what he has done over the long haul. I think that's the thing that I appreciate the most. You look at those kind of numbers and you know what? It's hard to do it year in and year out, making the tournament. Everybody's trying to get there. And, Pitt had some awfully good teams. Well, I mean, I remember seeing them in Hawaii. Remember that? I mean,
that's right.
They were big. They were good. They were athletic. They were tough. He just does a good job. So has he been better than Trent? Honestly, yeah, he has. How much better? There's the arguable point.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's still, you know, to me going into the game, there's still like a stigma. I still think of TCU as being the
TCU.
The TCU of the last few years. It's hard to get yourself mentally, I think, over that hurdle, which, you know, hopefully the team has, because they're the ones that matter, not me.
Yeah, and in talking to their guys, I don't know if they're necessarily what you describe as night and day better, but certainly they're better in most areas. And I think that's the thing that you appreciate. Because, like I said before, you know, I think coaching goes into its simplest form for me this way. When you can look at a guy and say, here's a group of 12 players, and he's pretty much made in one way, shape, or form, made all of those guys better in some way. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think there are guys that do that. And I also think there are guys that don't. The guys that do that, you know, usually make pretty good money and are pretty good programs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. K-State, we talked about the injuries a little bit. Do you expect Dean Wade to be a little bit better with, you know, 4 or 5 days off here in between games? I guess that's the good news. You don't play Tuesday. You play Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good point, because maybe that extra day gives you a little bit. Now, the downside to that is I don't necessarily have a feel for whether he would have practiced today or not, whether he would do a whole heck of a lot tomorrow. I think it's a little bit dicey. We'll just have to wait and see. Probably, I would say may even not know up until game time how much he can give you.
Sure. And I find out a little bit more tomorrow as well. Bruce Weber's going to have a meeting with the media. So tune into the game tomorrow from 4 to 6, and we'll get you the latest as far as that is concerned. But that's going to wrap it up here for Wildcat Insider. We do have the Jeff Mitty Show coming up next here on K-Man from the K-State Sports Network. So a little more on the K-State women, who again have 2 road games coming up this week. Rest of the week for us, the game tomorrow, recruiting show and Powercat game day on Wednesday. And we will talk to you next Monday for Wildcat Insider ahead of Kansas and Kansas State on Big Monday. For Brennan Mintz, Wyatt Thompson, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening.